The Egyptians of ancient times saw their world as a closed box. In the north lay the Great Green, as they call the sea. In the south, the cataract. In the west, the Libyan desert. And in the east, the Sinai and the mountains of Arabia. The sky arched above, the earth lay below. The sky rested on four great mountains, or pillars, situated at the four cardinal points. And it was the mother goddess Nut who supported the heavenly bodies. The two oldest cults in Egypt were worship of the sun and worship of nature. The prime figure in the first was the sun god Amun-Ra, the creator, while in the latter it was Osiris. Every day Amun-Ra crossed the sky in his boat. Since darkness fell when he went beneath the earth, he had Thoth, the moon god, take his place. Amun-Ra had four children: Shu, god of air, Tefnut, goddess of dew and rain, Geb, the earth god, and Nut, goddess of the sky. The sky goddess Nut and earth god Geb also had four children. These were the gods of nature, Osiris, Isis, Seth, and Nephthys. Osiris and Isis had a son, Horus. When Horus was grown up and sufficiently strong, he avenged the death of his father, killed by Seth. Horus traveled a long time in search of Seth, his father's murderer, facing innumerable dangers. He was the protagonist of many adventures, all narrated in myths. This was how Horus mounted the earthly throne of his father Osiris and became the first ancestor of the king, who from then on was believed to be his reincarnation. The prehistoric traditions of local animal worship survived in religion. In the Fayum and at Kom Ombo, the crocodile god Sebek was worshipped. At Oxyrhynchus, a species of fish living in the Nile was venerated. The worship of dogs, cats, and ichneumons persisted locally until the advent of Christianity.